T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is anybody surprised?
I'm not.
I will say I was surprised that the Redskins were the supposed second team that were kind of pushing the Flacco things along. They had interest in bringing
somewhat
him here.
Somewhat surprised.
And so that the Broncos, they didn't want to mess around. They said to get the deal
done.
We
had this debate last week and maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not surprised because I don't believe that Jay, Bruce, and Dan really want to go into next year with Colt McCoy as their starter.
I don't think they want to either, but I don't think they have a choice.
Well, I know you're talking about the financials. I don't know how they'd work the financials out. Who knows? You'd have to open up the book for us. But I would figure they could probably maneuver some contracts around where they could fit a smaller contract in.
You could, but you're just going to just open up bigger holes on an already a Swiss cheese roster.
It is very telling to me, though, from the Gruden front, desperate to get an upgrade over Colt McCoy because he knows with Colt, they're a 6-win team at best, and he's out.
And his job is on the line.
Right.
He knows this is do or die time, and he has a better chance of winning. Even though Joe Flacco's not great, he's an upgrade over Colt McCoy.
Oh, he just is. Close.
If you believe that they were a serious contender for Joe Flacco. If it was a show and tell, pacify the fans, we'll say we're in it, but we're not really in it. We'll talk to a team, but we're not willing to make a trade.
I don't think they're savvy enough to do that. I don't think they're savvy enough or care enough about the fans. I think if they were, in fact,
I think they want fans to come to the games.
Yeah, but they don't cater to the fans at all. They just do what they do.
And they think
they assume the fans are going to come, even still. With nobody showing up, they just assume.
Maybe, maybe not.
They may assume that, but I think after seeing especially that Eagles game at the end of the year, that should have been a wake-up call. I'm not sure it was.
We've seen
it's
that
not
for
even
years.
The Eagles game. The attendance was down 19% this
right.
year.
Yeah.
That's a big hit. Now, these owners make so much money off the TV money that they can buy $100 million yachts, and they're going to be fine. But still, when you're down 19% in attendance, mm-hmm. and then who knows what that means in terms of all of the revenue that comes from that, the alcohol sold, the food sold, the jersey sales.
It's a hit.
I mean,
it's
they're
a
losing a lot of money because there's just not the interest.
I think there are a bunch of factors, but the number one factor is they realize that they cannot win a division or go to the playoffs with Colt McCoy for 16 games.
Here's what I would throw out to the
and
callers.
I like Colt. Colt's a great dude.
I like him too, but
he's just limited.
He's a backup.
He's limited,
He's like one of your better backups in the league. He shouldn't be starting 16
games. And he's injury
games.
Prone. It's proven out.
Right.
He's an injury waiting to happen. But does this excite you as a Redskins fan? That the Redskins are at least trying to do something. 800-636-1067. To me,
exciting
that's a
is a strong
signal.
Word. Joe Flacco, I'm sorry, at this point in his career, he's not exciting.
Well, no,
he's
maybe.
An upgrade
well,
not on what you have.
Okay, but they're not getting Joe Flacco. But my point is they're in the mix. They're not just saying, they're not resting on their laurels saying,
well, if they
it's
were,
Colt.
If they were in fact going after Flacco, That puts everybody else out there on the table.
Right, I
that
think everybody's in play.
That puts Foles out there on the table.
I would think so. So that's what I'm saying. Is that what you think as a Redskins fan? 800-636-1067.
They're at least exploring, right?
That's what it seems to be.
They're at least exploring the veterans that are out there, whether it's Bridgewater or Foles or, you know, if Tannehill gets cut
and
or whatever.
They probably looked at that salary cap and figured, okay, if we're able to bring in somebody like this, we'll whack Josh Norman. We'll move on from Zach Brown.
I think
we'll do whatever.
Figure that part out of it. Yeah.
They will, but you're gonna. It's just gonna take a hit.
It's a big commitment.
You can't invest that much in one position, especially one player. You know, essentially, it's like
But it is the most important position. So if you want to compete, and they think they're close, or at least they say we're close. We don't know what they're close to.
That's craziness, but
they may think if they have the
close
right quarterback
in
there,
they're close to.
No, but they might be looking at, hey, if we get somebody like Joe Flacco or Nick Foles, comparable to an Alex Smith, we were 6-3 with Alex Smith. We were on the path to the playoffs. So let's go all in, do that. It's the most important position, even if that means we're going to cut a middle linebacker, we're going to cut a cornerback, we're going to cut one of our defensive linemen, we're not going to re-sign Preston Smith.
Yeah, let's go all
they
in and try to go 8-8 or 7-9.
Yeah, but that's what they do. To me, that's what it was a signal for.
Who knows?
They are going to do everything in their power try and get to that 9-7.
Or they may just draft the guy at 15.
I think they'll do both.
Whether it's Locke or Jones or if Kyler's available.
Well, no matter who they sign, they have to draft someone.
I would think so.
Yeah, you have to have a young quarterback in the pipeline.
But they may not draft someone at 15.
Well, to me, that's a way. If you're not drafting a first-round guy, don't sell me the bill of goods. We love this guy in the third round because those guys generally don't work out.
But hold on. They may really love Kyler and Locke. And then if those two guys are gone, I don't think they're going to reach for Daniel Jones if they really don't like him.
And I don't have a problem with that.
If they really don't like him.
If they're not in love with the guy, whoever's at 15, and you can get a better player at a different position, I'm fine with that plan. Because, let's be honest, this team is not qualifying for the playoffs or going to be sniffing the playoffs no matter who's a quarterback.
Right.
It's not a one-year fix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.